North Korea's gonna start raving mad. Gas costs more than grass. And Richard Jefferson's face still is not on a piece of American currency. We'll discuss all of today's startling headlines, from the incredibly good to the heinously terrible, on today's Walton Group.
PBS presents The Walton Group, a roundtable discussion of today's hot-button issues and pop culture phenomenons, and all while our expert panelists become increasingly high on marijuana. And now your host, Mr. Bill Walton.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Bill Walton, and before we get started, please allow me the time to first light my apple bong. Sorry about this. Ah, this lighter's terrible. Okay, oh, there we go. Hey, let's meet our expert panelists. Upon my left, former North Carolina Senator and Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Apple?
Sure.
To the Senator's left, his short list of accomplishments include being the voice of a stuffed bunny and a fidgety police academy cadet. Say hello to the terribly unfunny comedian, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Hey, Bill.
You didn't bring the bugles like I asked, did you?
Sorry.
Well, then what good are you? Terrible. To my right, accomplished author and overall distasteful right-wing Republidike, Ann Coulter.
How dare you?
And to his right, my NBA on ABC colleague slash arch nemesis slash closest friend, Steve Snapper Jones. Are we already out of zigzags, Bill? Here, use my old Chuck Taylor Converse. No, not like that, Snapper. Light the tongue, puff the toe. There, now you got it. All right, here we go. Issue number one, immigration. Millions of illegal immigrants are currently living in America, and others are on their way with little being done to stop them. What's your quick fix plan for regarding immigration reform? John Edwards.
Hey, they're here, man.
There's no getting around it. They've raised families here. How can you tell them to leave now? I say what's been done is done, but let's now enact legislation that strictly prohibits the problem from getting worse.
Terrible idea. Ann Coulter.
I say give them all one mass warning using a giant speaker emitting radio waves from El Paso, Texas. Give them a week to abandon America and then start killing every family's firstborn son.
Wrong. Snapper. I say turn all of them America into one giant free throw lane. Then let all the immigrants stay. And let as many as want to come, come. But for the length of time they're in America, they can't stand in one spot for more than 3 seconds at a time. The worst idea yet. Turns out you're all stupid. The answer is make marijuana legal in all its forms. Issue number two. North Korea's testing long-range nuclear missiles. How could you get them to stop? Bobcat Goldthwait.
Have Officer Jones make noises like there's water dripping somewhere? Then, while Kim Jong-il is distracted, send in Hightower to crush him like a bug!
You are pathetic. Just shut your filthy mouth and pass the duchy.
Here you go.
To the left! To the left! Terrible. That's it, to the Nazi. Yeah, you, Ann Coulter. Now go.
I say blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago and then the Lincoln Memorial. Blame it on North Korea. Once enough Democrats finish sobbing their crocodile pinko tears, go in with bigger nukes and sink North Korea's ass into the Pacific Ocean where it belongs.
Terrible and evil. Yes, you've reached the status of terrible. The answer is a one-on-one sit-down between Kim Jong-il and John Wooden, the Wizard of Westwood. He'll fix it. Next issue. Who here thinks they can beat me at table tennis? John Edwards.
I don't know. I probably couldn't.
Bobcat.
No chance. My body only works on the left side, going to the right.
Lesbian Coulter.
I don't really even care.
I'll take that as a no. Snapperoony. Personally, I think I'd kick your red-headed ass. The correct answer is I would beat you all easily, except for Snapper, who would, in fact, take me 15 to 11. Point for Snapper. Well done. Issue number 4. What's the grossest injury you've ever personally encountered? Snapper. I once saw a teammate lose his entire ring finger in the netting trying to dunk. Pulled it right off. ABA championship ring and all. Wrong. John Edwards.
Gosh, I don't know.
Once saw a bear break his leg on a trampoline watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
Wrong. Bobcat Goldthwait, quick.
I once had a buddy who lit his tongue on fire. He couldn't put it out either.
Wrong. The correct answer is you've all seen a 97-year-old woman slip on a patch of wet grass and impale her butthole on the protruding leg of a broken lawn chair. Issue number 5. Pirates of the Caribbean made $132 million on its opening weekend. Quick, round the room. Do your best impression of a pirate's arg. John Edwards, you go first.
Arg?
Terrible. Numbnuts Goldthwait.
Arg!
I said a pirate, not a dying cat. Uptight gay bitch.
Time to walk the plank, you lousy seat.
That, I said just an arg. Minus 1 point for showing off. Snapper. Arg! Snapper, that was the greatest pirate arg in the history of pirate args. Well done. 2 more points for Snapper. Thank you, Bill. Final issue. Better American, Thomas Jefferson or Richard Jefferson? Bobcat.
Who the hell is Thomas Jefferson?
Ann Coulter.
Come on, Thomas Jefferson.
John Edwards.
Yeah, I think I've got to go with Ann for a change on this one, Bill.
Snapper. Richard. Is in fact Richard Jefferson. Thomas may have introduced us to the Declaration of Independence, but Richard Jefferson introduced us to the Declaration of Funk. Another point for Snapper, bringing Snapper's 4-point total to 4 points. Everyone else on the panel, minus 1. Way to go, Ann. Well, that's it for another edition of the Walton Group. Join us again next week when my guests will be Norman Schwarzkopf, Julia Sweeney, Ty Pennington, and, of course, Snapper Jones. Bye-bye now. Hey, Edwards, quit bogarting the brownies.